12:38 now. It is the WGN Wintrust Business Lunch, and I'm Catherine Lake in for Steve Bertrand, the Anderson Cooper of WGN Radio. You never know where you're going to see him pop up next, Steve Bertrand, but thank goodness he's taking some much-deserved time off and allowing me to sit in for him, and I thank you all for being here. Have you ever walked past an abandoned building in your neighborhood in Chicago and thought, gosh, darn it, I could open a coffee shop right there, and this neighborhood how many neighborhoods don't need one more coffee shop, one more privately owned coffee shop? Now, I like my Starbucks, I'll tell you. I'll go into a Starbucks. But if in the same block I happen to see out of the corner of my eye a privately owned Nook coffee shop, I would much rather go in there. Honestly, I really would. Especially because of what they do with the foam. If only for that reason.
The latte art.
The latte art. Thank you. Maxine, come a little closer to your microphone so we can really hear you, and I'll even pot you up a little bit. Maxine Chai Kwong is one of those people. She owns a small coffee and pastry shop in Albany Park. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Cafe Chien.
Yep, perfect.
And I think if I read correctly your bio, that happened to you. You walked past an empty building and thought, that would be nice. Maybe I could do a coffee shop there.
Not exactly an empty building, just a vacant space.
Yes.
It was just collecting dust. And, I live in Albany Park, so I have a personal interest in it. And everyone, all of my customers that have walked in have told me how much they love it and that they love me being here. And I'm like, well, me too.
Do you have the big store competition within a block or not?
I mean, Starbucks is like two blocks away. Dunkin' Donuts is right at the Kimball Brown Line station. So it's pretty tough. That commuter crowd, I'm really not catching them yet, but to be honest, like, people that do come in really do like coffee, like real good high quality coffee.
And to hang out, because I've actually been in Cafe Chien. It is, as you said, in Albany Park. It is right out, between Leland and Lawrence, right?
Lawrence and Spalding.
On Spalding, yeah. Uh-huh. Very good. And like you say, if you're not catching the commuter crowd, you're not catching the people coming in a big hurry and grabbing a coffee and running off to work. I don't know that you need those people.
No.
You are collecting the people who like ambiance, who want to sit, I presume, free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
There you go. It's a sit-down. It's very cozy. I don't know how much you had to do to rehab this place before you moved in, but it's really adorable. It's all cozy wood, the exposed brick, some beautiful tile flooring. I bet you had to put that down.
Oh, no. I mean, that was already there.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of the exposed brick was, that's perfect. I didn't have to do anything to the walls.
Yep.
It's just mainly the decor and the furniture that I really had to handpick myself. The wooden tables and chairs and benches, those were actually custom made by my boyfriend's uncle. So
come on, all comfy. Yeah. I sat in one or two of them at least, probably, because I have sat in this beautiful coffee shop, and you do that cute thing with a latte foam, which I never will understand. It is an art. It is an art. You've been open for how long now?
I've only been open for about 4 months.
4 months now. Yeah, I even thought it was longer than that.
Yeah.
And you are the definition of a small business. Tell us about how you decided to do this. Tell me about how you thought, yeah, I can own a coffee shop. Did you own a coffee shop prior to this? Is this your first coffee shop?
This is my first coffee shop. I actually didn't intend on even opening a coffee shop, if that's interesting enough. Originally, I just was thinking, this might be a cute spot just to rent out as an event space.
Ah.
And, the biggest thing is just finding a cute and neat space to hang out in Albany Park, which we don't have. And then people ask me, are you going to serve coffee? I'm like, sure, why not? And then going into it, it kind of snowballed into a full-blown coffee shop because in the city of Chicago, you need a license, a complicated license for anything.
Anything.
And so it's just, if I'm going to serve coffee, I have to get a license to cover everything. And I couldn't just serve coffee, so now I've served pastries, and I have a really modest selection of tea as well. But initially it was just going to be like a cute little space, and then boom, like after a month, I'm like, okay, what about just full coffee bar? I knew nothing about coffee except for the way I drink it and what I like.
Yeah.
So, I had to hire a consultant who's also one of my friends.
And you had to become a barista.
Yeah. And I had to learn how to become a barista. Yeah.
That's not easy.
No. And so just the fact that I know how to, make a simple heart out of the milk, it's, miraculous.
It's miraculous.
Yeah. I never knew how it worked before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 6 months later, this is what I have.
And Cafe Chien. Now, let's talk about the name. I looked it up, and it is either a Singaporean or Chinese last name, but it also is French, because that is your theme,
it's
right?
It's French. Yeah, it's not. It's actually not a last name. It's Chien is French for dog.
For dog.
Yeah.
Do you have the theme of dogs throughout your...
There are pictures of dogs everywhere. Pictures. I mean, my dog is my inspiration. She's the love of my life.
That's who that is
and
on
she's
the wall.
That's her.
Uh-huh.
So,
what's her name, your dog?
Athena.
Athena.
Yeah.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Now, this idea of yours, it snowballed into the French. Why the French? Why did you go French?
Italy makes
a nice coffee. I mean,
the past couple of years, I just became a Francophile.
Did you?
I've been to France a handful of times, and I just love their culture. I love their cafes. And we don't have enough of that here. We have like a very sterile... everybody follows the same trend nowadays where it's like, okay, if this is, it's rustic these days, everyone goes with that look.
Yes.
You know, and then it's very American. I don't think we have very many European style cafes.
What's the difference? What do you find different in your...
Well, you know, like you said, like the fast, bustling people, you know, run for coffee, run out.
No, it's a sit down and stay.
It's a sit down and stay. And in France, like they can sit there for hours.
Yeah.
You know, and then have one coffee and the barista won't get mad. You know, and I want people to sit there.
It doesn't irritate you if people sit and park.
That's why it's there. I want people to sit around.
Sit and park. Mm-hmm. Very good. And you love coffee and you love the community of mm-hmm. a coffee shop where people can come in and sit and commune.
Exactly.
Do you have events there as well?
I started having events. I'm trying to gather up a few more, but we have French Club that meets once a week. They're on vacation right now. Our French lady, she's actually in Paris.
Come on, a French club?
Yeah. So every Friday at either 2 or 3 p.m. They kind of decide that on their own. but we've had BYOB painting classes. One of my baristas is a cartoonist, so she's had a comic sketch workshop.
How many people do you think a Cafe Chien would hold comfortably?
You know,
for
comfortably
an event?
Seated, I would say like maybe 15 to 18.
Very good.
Standing, I mean, as much as like 40.
What's your biggest challenge? Give me in about 30 seconds here. Your biggest challenge as a new small business owner that you didn't anticipate?
You know, just getting the word out, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, even with social media, I get new people that come in every day still, mm-hmm. but they're like, we didn't know you were here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm the only one. Like
it's the definition of a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
You walk
mm-hmm.
right by, but right. it is very inviting on the right. outside and on the inside.
Yeah, you just have to step in.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Maxine Chai Kwan
yes.
is the owner of Cafe Chien. It is right in Albany Park on the corner of...
Lawrence and Spalding.
And we can find you online, cafechienchicago.com.
Yep.
Thank you for being here, Maxine.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Catherine Lake, still in here for Steve Bertrand, the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN. Right to break from here, right? We'll be right back.